I may be biased, but it seems to me that there are a lot of books that feature complicated, complex female protagonists. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick is here to show that when it comes to messy lives and bad decisions, men can give women a run for their money. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Let's start with Fleischman is in Trouble by New York Times Magazine writer Taffy Brodesser Ackner, published this summer to resounding raves. So, it's not like Fleischman's estranged wife, a high-powered talent agent, was ever a very involved mother. But now, she's dropped off the kids while he was asleep and disappeared. Brodesser Ackner's debut novel tracks Manhattan hepatologist Toby Fleischman through a painful divorce whose sting is mitigated somewhat by the wonders of his dating app and the sexual enthusiasm of single women aged 38 to 41. The narrator of the novel is an old friend named Libby, whom he met in college on their year abroad in Israel. On the advice of his therapist, Toby has been reconnecting with old friends. As Libby tells it, Toby Fleischman is a man plagued by his height, a man who has never recovered from being chubby as a child. He's on a permanent no-carb, no-fat, no-sugar diet, which qualifies as an eating disorder. He's a devoted father, but he's also a doctor who's angling for promotion and a man who's just tapped into the unbridled lust of middle-aged women. So now, with his wife gone, he's stuck with the kids full-time. Fleischman is frustrated, that's for sure. Toby is a wonderful character. Libby's narrative voice is funny, smart, and a little bitter as she tells his story, and some of hers as well. Firing on all circuits, from psychological insight to cultural acuity to narrative strategy to very smart humor, Fleischman is in Trouble is quite a debut. Marco Rosedale, the main character of The Afternoon of a Fawn by James Lasdun, is in even more trouble than Toby Fleischman. He's been accused of rape by a colleague he had a fling with 30 years earlier. Like Fleischman, his story is told by an old friend. The novel is set during the run-up to the 2016 election, back when candidate Trump's treatment of women was evincing major outrage and looked like it might bring him down. Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? Marco Rosedale is a middle-aged British television journalist now living in Brooklyn with his grown daughter, her partner, and his own somewhat younger Lebanese-Australian girlfriend. He has everything to lose when he hears from a British newspaper that a woman named Julia Gault is about to go public with an accusation against him in her memoir based on a long-ago boozy fling which he recalls as consensual. His old friend, the narrator, is his main confidant as he moves from panic and confusion to maneuvering and mobilization. The narrator also knows Julia Gault. She was a protege of his mother's, and he had a teenage crush on her back in the day. Lasdun, who's also written psychological thrillers, hooks the reader on his narrative with brief, tautly controlled chapters, each one adding new evidence and detail and relying on acute observation of the sometimes bizarre machinations of the psyche. Of the novels to come out of the hashtag MeToo movement to date, none is more riveting, insightful, and unsettling than Afternoon of a Fawn. Lasdun is the perfect writer to navigate these troubled waters from the male perspective.
The books are Fleischman is in Trouble by Taffy Brodesser Ackner and Afternoon of a Fawn by James Lasdun. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.